Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Lucy Hudson.
Hello, hope you're okay on Thursday, June 18th. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's episode. First up, a mum has criticised a private school's decision to throw hundreds of books into a skip. Nicola's been taking a look at this story for us. So, Nicola, how has this all come about?
Well, it started when Becky noticed a skip full of books while dropping her three-year-old son off for a swimming lesson at the King's School in Rochester. She says she was horrified, along with her husband, who's a state school teacher, and thought the books could have been put to better use. Becky's questioned why they couldn't have been taken to a library or, in fact, donated to charity. She ended up taking a couple of the books for herself and says they're in perfectly good condition.
And what have the school said about it?
So we've had a statement through from Annie Hebden, who's in charge of marketing and communications at King's School. She says the items in the skip were obsolete textbooks and damaged reading books that are no longer fit for use or compliant with the current curriculum. She went on to tell us how staff made extensive efforts to donate them to local schools before deciding to recycling them, as no organisations were willing to accept them due to their age and condition. She says they exhausted all alternative options and insists the school is committed to sustainability and takes its responsibility to the environment and local community incredibly seriously.
Thanks, Nicola.
Kent Online News.
A man's been taken to hospital following an attack in Paddock Wood. Police were called to a roundabout near the hop farm just after midnight yesterday. A 32-year-old from Ashford was arrested on suspicion of assault and drink driving. Two people have been arrested after immigration officers raided a nail salon in Dartford. Checks were carried out at American Nails in Copperfield's Walk near Spittle Street, and a man and woman were detained. Investigations are continuing. Now, plans for as many as 2,000 homes on land between Snodland and Halling have taken a small step forward. Developers are looking at building on Greenbelt to the north of the Holborough Lakes estate. They say if approved, construction would get underway towards the end of the decade, with homes being completed and occupied over an 11-year period. Elsewhere, campaigners say they're disappointed plans for homes on a former school site in Hythe have been given the go-ahead. We're told the estate will include a mix of 150 houses and flats on what used to be Foxwood School. It closed in 2016 and the grounds have become overgrown and a target for vandals. Paul Lomax campaigned against the development.
Obviously very disappointed. I think it felt very inevitable. There was a former terrible decision to think that 150 homes were suitable to be built on a very wooded site.
Yeah.
And officers pushed the councillors to, but they almost had no choice but to accept it.
Right. Okay. And well, you're against it in a couple of words.
The main issue is this may be a derelict site, but it's the buildings that are derelict. Surrounding the buildings is a huge amount of biodiversity, continuous woodland between three slopes. And the school site was built on the plateaus. This development actually builds into the slopes because that's where you get the views. And in doing so, that removes huge amounts of trees and continuous woodland where there's a huge amount of biodiversity.
Kent Online reports.
The ambulance service covering Kent has dismissed three members of staff for unsafe driving. CCAM have told us it followed two separate incidents last year involving trust vehicles. The cases were flagged with bosses via a portal set up following the death of student paramedic Alice Clark in an ambulance collision. Plans to merge two GP surgeries in Kent have been approved. Newton Place and Faversham Medical Practice first announced the idea to join forces in February last year. It's been given the go-ahead by NHS Kent and Medway. Bosses in Medway have decided not to go ahead with introducing their school street system in part of Rochester. There had been proposals to restrict when cars could drive along roads near King's School at drop-off and pick-up times, but the idea has been scrapped and ANPR cameras will be installed to enforce existing school keep-clear rules. An object found by metal detectorists in Kent has been declared treasure. The copper alloy die stamp dates back to Anglo-Saxon times and was unearthed in Linstead. Experts say it could change our understanding of where the famous Sutton Hoo helmet was made. Dr. Andrew Richardson is the fines liaison officer for Kent County Council.
This little bronze die stamp is the first evidence from the British Isles that this iconic helmet or helmets like this might have been made in Britain. It's been assumed for quite a long time they were made in Sweden because that's where similar dyes for their manufacture have been found. More recently, some dyes were found in Denmark, and the Danes have started saying, well, it could be Danish. It could be from Sweden, it could be from Denmark. But in Kent, we now have a dye stamp for a very similar helmet like this. And there's really no reason now not to think that helmets like the Sutton Hoo helmet and perhaps the Sutton Hoo helmet could have been made in the Kingdom of Kent.
Councillor Jamie Henderson is a cabinet member at KCC. He says it's a significant find.
Kent has always played a hugely important role throughout history as a bastion and gateway to Britain and a centre of trade, culture and craftsmanship. And this discovery is another reminder of that extraordinary heritage. At Kent County Council, we are proud to work with partners like the British Museum to help record, protect, and share discoveries like this so we can better understand the county's remarkable past.
Kent Online News.
Tributes have been paid to a Herne Bay pub landlady following her death at the age of 81. Over more than 30 years, Sandra Young ran the Royal Oak, Chaplin's The Heron and the Bun Penny in the town before retiring in 2009. She'd previously been a hairdresser in Dartford before moving to the coast in 1974. Her funeral will take place on July 3rd. Rochester Castle is going to be closed for more than 2 weeks for essential maintenance. The historic attraction hasn't welcomed visitors since Sunday after one of the steps leading to the top of the 900-year-old building broke away. It's due to reopen at the start of July. A couple who previously turned a failing pub around have taken over a riverside spot which suddenly shut earlier this year. Jamie Rogers and Millie Jenkins are now running The Man of Kent on Tunbridge Road in East Peckham. They've admitted they've got big boots to fill but want to make sure the pub thrives after the previous licensees left after 18 years. They've been speaking to reporter Ellie Hodgson.
The priority and the focus will be the community and the customers. It's, you know, as much as it's our pub, we would also like them to feel that it's their pub that they can come to and they can share an opinion, they can make a difference, and we can all just be work together, really.
Have you made any sort of like big changes compared to before? Will locals still sort of recognise the pub that they used to go to, or is anything kind of quite different from before?
Not majorly different. I think obviously we'll be open a lot more. So we've had a little tweak up in the wine menu. So the wine menu's changed, but a little bit more choice. Trying to stick to like certain brandings and stuff. Obviously the menu's changed considerably. The menu's completely different. But as a whole, no. I think it's
not going to fix anything that isn't broken. I mean, it's perfect in itself with the scenery and the lovely local nature walks and everything available. But just, as I say, not fix what's broken, but just improve where you can and
like
make it.
Putting your own touch on things. Well, this is going to be your
part. Yeah, I think that's a good way. Yeah.
What has the reaction from the community been like since you've announced that?
Really positive. Yeah, everybody's...
We can't go anywhere without talking about Jamie, Millie, when's it open? When's it open? Obviously, there were some delays just as naturally they come. It wasn't because of anything in particular, it was just natural delays with paperwork and stuff. So it was delayed by a few weeks and everyone's just like biting the chops to get back in, and
everyone's really looking forward to it. They're excited, as much as we are, I think.
We know a lot of people in the area, so a lot of people they know that. Yeah, it's good.
We've got a good support network as well.
Follow Kent Online on socials or head to the site to see pictures of what could be Kent's cutest bus shelter. The brick structure in Chilham, which is thought to be about 70 years old, has been given an Amazing Spaces style makeover. It's been repainted with hanging baskets on the outside and a book lending library, artwork and community notices inside. Molly Thompson led the project.
Me and my dog Wallace walk past it every day, and it looked a bit of a derelict building. You know, it was kind of not in use anymore because we have a different bus stop which people use. And I just thought, you know what, let's speak to the local parish council. And I asked permission to do it up, and it's been a family gig with the help of the community. We've done it up, decorated it, painted it, put little notice boards in it, flowers, you know, England flag for the World Cup, and just something nice for the village, really, to have a look and see when they walk past.
And what's been the reaction?
Everybody's been really pleased with it. Even today, I've had 2-3 people come up to me saying how beautiful it is and how they wish it they had it in their village if they're not from here, or what a great addition it is to the village now for people who are local and do live in here. So not a single negative response, all positive. Everybody's loved it.
And of course, it's very nice for some peaceful to become a sit here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, the village itself is very quiet, you know. You could hear the birds chirping. There's a car every 5 minutes, if that. It is just a beautiful area. And even now, I can hear the birds chirping. It's absolutely wonderful and brilliant part of the village.
I think your next project is the old phone box next door, isn't it? What do you think about that?
Very excited. Got loads of ideas. Either a herb flower part or a museum with old relics of the village and all through the ages. Photos in the box. Obviously, we'll clean the outside, repaint it, put some new signs on there. So, don't know yet. Waiting for suggestions from the local village and other people if they have any suggestions. Very exciting.
Free buses are going to be put on to get people to and from this year's Kent County Show. It's taking place at the showgrounds near Detling on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of July. Shuttle buses will run from Maidstone and Sittingbourne on all 3 days.
Kent Online Sports.
Cricket, and former Kent player Jordan Cox has taken a catch on his debut for England. The 25-year-old from Margate is playing in the second test against New Zealand at the Oval. He helped dismiss Nathan Smith for 4. The tourists hit 291 for 7 on day one. And a Tunbridge Wells athlete has been named in Team England's judo squad for this summer's Commonwealth Games. Jemima Yates-Brown will be part of the 14-strong team heading to Glasgow. The 30-year-old from Pembury already has 2 Commonwealth bronze medals. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. While you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.